Maim Zayin, page Nun Ches and Tess, Vigi Sayin Arayt Hashem. The Sefer on Shavuos is all about learning about Avayda. It's not really just on Shavuos. This Maim is about Hakaras HaTov, appreciating the greatest gift of all, which is Torah. And she was explaining how our normal way of understanding, I'm just going to say a little bit of you outside, and then we'll go back to it. Our normal way of understanding, someone was good to you, it's only problems, there are charis, that you acknowledge this and that you reciprocate. And that's the most basic thing of Hazakas Taira, of course. However, Rashiva points out that regarding Torah, this is not our simple way of understanding. Our simple way of understanding occurs as a form of appreciation, showing appreciation. When it comes to Torah, that's not what there is. Where we see that. So he brings the Ramban. The Ramban explains, and it says by Maimon Hasinai. We're just going over in the test, and I'm saying it out of song.
Yeah, Maimon.
So when it says by Maimon Hasinai, the Valvur Nasaisis Kambol of Kedud Varshon, by Maimon Hasinai, he's coming to test you. So the Ramban learns, what's the test? The test is whether or not you're going to repay him with good for all the good that he's done for you by giving you the Torah. Are you going to be, let's see, in other words, the Ramban is telling us that the side of Kabbalah's Torah, as Akash Baruch was saying, let's see if you are people who are able to be mastic Torah. I give you a Torah, I took you out of the shrine, made you into my people, I'm giving you the Torah. This is the Nisayin to see whether or not you're mastic Torah, this Akash of Torah. So come back and bring the Rashid. Is that there's something else going on? It's not just a question of appreciation. By any mitzvah that we have, you could say that it should be lachari. You could say that it's a that Rashi says that when it comes to putting on tefillin, that we should appreciate every mitzvah. We should appreciate the mitzvah of tefillin, and our way of showing appreciation is that we observe this mitzvah. You could say that by anything. Why do you have this idea? Why does this Tatavka Maimon Hasinai, which we understand is related throughout the generations, the mitzvah of learning Torah, which is the ongoing, as the Ramban tells us, the ongoing revelation, ongoing avodah that was the Torah, the generations is Talmud Torah, the morning that since before Shulos, right? Limudah Kinesin Asa, learning in the way that it was given. So apparently, in the Seder of Kabbalah's Torah, the Seder of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah, Hakaras HaTorah is not just a nice point of Derech Eretz. It's the muhus of the whole Inyan of Talmud Torah. The muhus is the essence of the whole Inyan of Kabbalah's Torah. And if a person is not Makir Torah, for the one who gave us the Torah, which we'll see at the end, at the very beginning, we're ready in Hebrew Shabbos. Come on, I have a treasure Hamas. So we know that the reason we're told, even though the Gemara tells us a number of different reasons, different things that Klai saw Erban by the first base of Mikdash, but Chazal says such a thing as Shalabirch of the Torah Tchil, we didn't say Birch of the Torah, which Rabbi Yehuda and the Maran and others learned that there was something missing in our course of Torah. We didn't appreciate him and we didn't say Birch of the Torah. So we said it, but we didn't appreciate Shabbat HaFadah. We didn't appreciate that we received the Torah in this gift. So by other mitzvahs, you don't see that it brings a chachom. You don't appreciate tefillin, you don't appreciate tzitzis, you don't appreciate the mezuzah. No, it's you're ungrateful, you're ingrate. It's bad meat, it's nice. And not thanking Hashem for forgiveness of Torah. In other words, the whole Indian of Torah is somehow turned upside down in the absence of Hashem. And we need to understand this Yisai. So he begins a nice gimel, that's the test of gimel. The Skedak of a Kurdish, it sounds like he's going, like, it sounds like he forgot and he's talking about it like he's a different mimer. That's Rav Huttner, he was a genius, and then he comes back at the end and everything gets so beautifully tied together. But he talks here about the division, as we know, of all of history into 3,000-year periods. And that's Kufa, the Kufa of Tohu, of emptiness ended with our Brahma Vihara. And with our Brahma Vihara began the Stupa of Torah. And what is the beginning of Torah? The beginning of that Stupa of Torah is Vishamru Derech Hashem. It wasn't really a Torah, but it was called, well, what there was, even though Brahma kept the Mitzvahs, but it was called Vishamru Derech Hashem. It doesn't mean to keep Hashem's Derech. So Chazal tells that the Inyan of Derech Hashem is the Rambam in the Gemara tells us, is Idabe Irmitas, Idabe Hashem's Mitzvahs. Meaning, Mahu Racham Racham, he's compassionate, he cares for the sick, he takes care of the Chazal Kal. So you have, we call this Dimu Yotzu Yotzu, that we have the responsibility to resemble the version as much as possible. Kiryach, what that means, is to go in the way of his Mitzvahs. This is the beginning of the 2000 years of Torah begins with what? This is the Kula of Derech Hashem, Itabek B'midaisa. The highest level of the Vekis is that the Torah, the version called us his children. The child, Banim Atam Hashem, okay, Chavim Yisrael, they were called Banim Hashem. Chavim, they saw that the Hashem gave us the Torah. What does that mean? It means that somehow, through the Torah, we are able to be Hashem's God's children. Being a child means that you have the same genetic, the same biological, the same emotional hardware, software. So, even though, of course, the version was not physical, but this, we can resemble Hashem, the highest and most beautiful expression of that in Tanakh is when the Russian says, you're a child. A child resembles the parents. A child is a chip off the old mind. And for Yid to be a chip off the Russian's body is a big thing. And where does that begin? That life is Torah. It begins with Hashem Derech Hashem. To be like Hashem, Mahu Afad, to resemble Hashem. Now, let's review from Dalit. We'll finish the Maimon tonight. Let's review from his Dalit, because then he moves into the next level. Dalit, quickly. V'hinim etzinu, we did this already. We're just going to pause a little bit. V'hinim etzinu, because of the Torah chiyus, it's actually the Torah of the spiritual sinus matanus. Sainim matanus yichim. Shlomo says, you wonder what needs to be alive? What's chiyus? Chiyus is when you hate receiving something from God. Sainim matanus yichim. Somebody who despises freebies, who despises a gift, he doesn't want something to know. Sayyid Matanus Yech. What's the chiyus in being a Sayyid Matanus? Mieshkan Emek with me, Mohammed, it's a very deep thing when Hashem says. Chiyus, can you tell us a Shohadas, the Pechim, and say, the idea, and Rosh is a steel, and Rosh is a chiyus. But then a Chun is Shohadas Matanus. There's obviously, it says, Shohadas Matanus is telling us that there's a steel, there's a contradiction between life and what? And welfare and a gift. It's a steer. What's the steer? What's the contradiction? Being really alive means not wanting something for nothing. You understand? Having something for nothing, we didn't have to come into this world, we didn't have to be alive, because we had something for nothing before. When we're in Shemayim, everything is welfare. There's nothing that we have to work for in Shemayim. So what does it mean to be alive? To be alive means to fight. To be alive means true. To be alive means that I don't want something from us. This world is not a world for reward. This is a world for hard work. This is a time for work. If something you get something good, that's a bonus. It's for service. But Stan, this world is for what? Work. So we understand. Sayyidina Muhammad Yahya, to be alive in this world of Muhammad. The definition of life is I don't want something for nothing. Because for that I didn't have to get more. For that I didn't have to be settling for the world to get for something for nothing. That's not why I'm alive. The relationship between the good and the nefesh, the body and the soul, demands what? That there's nothing for free. It means everything is for work. Because otherwise if it was just a neshama, that's all wealth. And the fact that the Baruch Hu put my neshama into my good means that the definition of life, which is this union between the body and the soul, is defined and determined that he is by my not wanting something for nothing, a rejection of anything that's free. When the Vilna Gaon was offered by the Magid, they came to tell the Vilna Gaon secrets of Torah, Malach came. So the Rav Chaim says, in our government to the Sakhan Commission, we're going to pay some Azoyim. So Rav Chaim says that the Holy God told him that a Malach came to him a number of times and was really needs to look sharp to offer him Sikhs of Torah. And the Holy God said, I don't want Malachim coming and teaching me Torah. I only want Torah that I can work for. I don't want anybody telling me Sikhs. Sent away Malach. Because that's not what needs to be in this world. That's not what needs to be in this world. So that's the way she explains in Sif Dalit. It says, Shari Mahus, the fifth line, sixth line, Shari Mahus Achi is so Achi b'shal Guf HaNefesh. The definition of life is what? Is this fusion of the body and the soul. The Inyona Shal Chibu Zeh, Uvachdei Shal Yidei HaChibu HaZeh, Es Anig HaNefesh Shal Hashem Betar Kabbalah Schar Davke. The ultimate goal of all of this is that we're going to have Gevalt of Yeschar. Schar doesn't mean, schar means, literally means wages. Wages means when you work for something. It doesn't mean a gift. It means everybody, now they like, everybody likes like that schar. You couldn't give my father, I would like to have my father. You couldn't sell my father a gift. It doesn't make sense. My father wouldn't take a gift for nothing. Anything, remember, I remember I'm blessed when I mentioned this, anything he used to see when we were kids for free. He used to have the comic books, free this, free that. My father said, Shunkhaif. You're not sending away. And I would say, my friend sent away, got in the mail, got this thing, my father's love. If you don't work for it, you don't pay for it, it's not worth it. I don't want it now. If you pay for something, if you work for something, then you get it. So the tachlis is that we should have schar. That schar means wages, not a gift. And this world, where the body is, where the neshama is thrown into the guf, means there's no more gifts. Means you want to get something in the next world, you have to, not in the world, you have to. Those are called wages. And the din is by scarce, it's in the Shalamas, out of the side. That's it, the Murmur, the Messiah, Kafir, Kafir, Allah. It's a Sukhi, all of the Shas, ain't scarce, the Shalamas, out of the side. You only get paid at the end of the job, after the job is finished. Right? And it's Baltol, and then it's the Son of the Shemesh, we are a Tikhon Skara, after the job, not during the job. Sometimes the Russian uses an advanced. Okay, to go down the bus game, you need very big, and of course, okay, you need a little bit of advance. But really, it's an extra one's hell of a side. Kiyabai Keba, an extra loose of Atanig Roshan, is Atanig Roshan. Elisha, Chibul Guf, Mahapachla, as Tsuras Atanig Azem, Tsuras Kabbalah Greda, the Tsuras Kabbalah Schach. Because of the Neshama, when the Neshama was in Shemai, it was just gifts. It was just gifts. Once the neshama was put into the guf, it's no longer called a gift, it's called wages. Work. That's what happened when Hashem put us into the body. Wages. Hayoy la'asai, something called mokha l'kapos. Tomorrow, at the end of the job, you get paid. Not when you're on the job. Tomorrow you get paid. Tomorrow, of course, will be the next world. Nimtziki p'chisis, ingin ha'matanis. What is it so bad about matanis? Hashem once said, soinim ha'ingin, I hate matanis. What's so bad about matanis? Jesus in the Matanus, he Hamunachas be Yisrael and Shalachai. Because Matanus, what? Contradicts life. Life means work. Life means wages. Life means Neshama Guf, Bechir Chavsh is struggling, not knowing that. Emunah, that's what life is. Life doesn't mean getting gifts. So say Matanus, Yechir. Chiz, you have to hate Matanus because Matanus are the opposite of what it means to be alive. To get for nothing, this is not to be alive. For that, you didn't have to be born to get enough. You have to be born to get enough for nothing. The Haragosha Habihirash Atayich Meshulchiba Guf and Nefesh, the Chubullah Seledis Matnishinim Dabke Machim's Ahavas Achai. That's why I was saying this 2 weeks ago. So you see that never, these human beings, that all they want is that the government should give them everything, give them. They don't appreciate life. What does it mean? They get the drugs and the murdering. They don't appreciate it. It's the saddest thing. Human beings, they don't know. They're dropping dead. When they came out, when they started coming out years ago, the whole thing with AIDS, and they followed this and the cause of that's the cause of that. It doesn't make a difference. They don't have a cheshit to live. They don't have a cheshit to live. And that lack of a cheshit to live, and if you compare Lahab to Klai Sotin, Yidden, well, a million reasons not, when they came after the war, and a million reasons not to want to live. Right? People came, not crafting that Al-Tazaydi was on a plantation. Well, you people went through the Holocaust. Not that it was good to be enslaved in America. I didn't think that to be. But our parents came off the boat to Camp America, and after all the death that they saw, after they stared at the Malka Mothers mamish in their face, that these even they lived with the Malka Mothers, they came to America and started again a love of life. And that goes together with what? I don't get anything from nothing. I go to work. People didn't speak a word of English. Right? They didn't have to start changing the signs of the Spanish, change the signs of the Yiddish. You come, you work, you learn the language, you do what you can do. And that's it. And you make your money, and you bring up your family. It goes together. There's no people on earth who love life as much as clients. And that's why clients still never expects anything from anyone except SARS. We don't expect anything from anyone. We work for our wages. That's Clyde's history. That's why a lot of the kids are having a hard time now. This became a list for the last 15, 20, 30 years. It came ready. You want something good on it. And you have a lot of your sermon you want something good. It's not the way of Jews to live that way. Hey, he says he's a very deep thing. Listen carefully. We have to look even deeper to understand the contradiction between life and the free being. Let's go back to the beginning. The whole meaning of being a Yid and receiving the Torah was now we could be like Hashem. The Shem of Derech Hashem is the beginning of that, being like Hashem. We don't know anything about Hashem's essence. The one thing we can say with absolute certainty that Shem Rachel talks about this a lot, that we can say that Hashem. First, we can say he's Chai Kai. We don't know what that means, not biologically, but he's alive. He's a living God who can die. What we could say about God, about the Rishon is that he doesn't take anything. He doesn't need anything from anybody. No gifts. He doesn't need anything from anybody. He is Kulai, Kulai Mashpi, Kulai Makar Hashem. Give, just giving and doing. That's the best. Let's say it like this. A human being on the highest level resemble the Creator. Shaykh Tzir, he got the Medaisa, and it says to be like him, to keep the beat that try to have his leaders. He's compassionate, he's constantly giving. You should be that way too. This tchuna, this quality that a human being, has, what? To be a mashpia toiv, to do good, to give life to others. Rachel, Chana, visit the sick, to give us to come, marry the dead, to do for others. Not to be a taker, to be a giver. And this is bottom, enemy either a dying is a curious between us. This koyach, the human being, has to be like Hashem, compassionate. To be mashpia toiv to people, this still has not yet fully revealed the unbelievable makaris, the originality, the uniqueness of the human being and his resemblance to Hashem. What is? Shekhen gamayim shuvim nidun lashpa raksinus hamatanus hi hamamidus adam etchunus hamakaris. That a person should most resemble kivyokal Hashem to be what? To be completely giving and not to want anything without earning it and working for it and deserving it. That, he says, is the highest madrega of his Zemun Kushwa. He calls it the Tchunishon Makaris. Makaris means to be a mocker, to be the source of life. Hashem is the giver of life, he's the source of life. He doesn't take from anything, he doesn't need anything. The Zuya Kavanah of the Rav Shmuel Harinina Maharal, Shekosu B'Seva and the Seed. Mal writes in the Siva Torah, the highlight for Torah, the Hayichne, Asher Besoni Matanis Mispar Yishuv Lulvan Achayim, Asher Bemayim Chayim. The Mal says that we can compare this to Mayim Chayim, who was claiming, She'en and Daito Mayim, when we welcome Achim, is Baruch Mi Neyu Bey. What does it mean, Mayim Chayim? Mayim Chayim means it doesn't take its water from anybody else. It has its own source of water. It's not getting from anyplace else its water. It's a Makor. What is Chayim? What does it mean to be alive? The living means that I am, that the source of my life is within myself. That I don't, that I'm not getting used, old, used. I'm the Makor Chayim. Bavada Shadima had so the edge of its session of Kara the Kulak. This way of resembling Hashem, that Hashem is the Makara the Kulak. Hashem never got from anybody. The Gershon was only giving to others. He's the Makara the Kulak, the Makara of everything. He's the Elohim Chayim. The wellspring from Hashem is within Hashem, not that he's taking from welfare and he's getting from somebody, a supervisor or a boss. He's Makar, Makar Mayim Chayim, the Be'er Mayim Chayim. That's the worship. Who has Shlom Agur, the Grillas and Caceres, the Clolius Hayidabe, the Midoisev, is the highest way. It's the highest way of what the Hayidabe, the Midoisev, of the Vekis that Hashem's Midas. By this midah of being more compassionate and giving, shekein hakarasenu by yisbarach b'tov akar the kula, he could do this hakarasenu by alidei hamidah shirachum mechad and shben adu l'snai. Look, Hashem runs the world through chesed, not the mechad. That's Hashem runs the world. But our recognition of Shabbat as the makor of life itself, not that to give this and to this. That's when you already have a world, but that he's the Makar of the Kulak, he's the source of life. That is the highest of life. That's the most basic understanding of Hashem, that he's the source of life. Once we're alive, and they give Acham, Khan, the Makar of life is the highest thing. Right? We see it says in the Torah, the Pharisee of the Pasuk, V'atam atveikim Hashem alokeichem, chayim kulkem hayoyim. That's not a shetel, it says the Pharisee of the Torah. Those of you who are dovuk to Hashem, on the highest level, attachment to God means what? Even above being nice and good and caring, the highest level of attachment to the Baruch Shalom is, V'atam atveikim Hashem alokeichem, is chayim kulkem hayoyim, being alive. So you say, that's the best thing. After my day was so high that I'm alive. So I'm alive. So the dog's also alive. And everything's alive. So I'm alive. That's after my day was so high and cool. What's the chiddus? What does that mean? After my day was so high, so the end of Rashi says, the greatest resemblance that man has to God is being alive. But being alive doesn't mean just breathing. Because the animals and the garden, they're all breathing. Being alive in Hashem's way means that just as Hashem's life is life that is completely earned, that completely is owned, without getting anything for free from anybody, he is himself the source of life, so too the essence of man's greatness to resemble the Baruch Shalom is not to ever take from anybody, the best of your ability, to be a makar of life for everybody and everything. That's what it means. And that's what it means, what Shlomo Melech says, the one who hates gifts, he is alive. What's the chiyas? Sayyim atanis yichya. He is sinna zu, he gilui tchunasim akorev amahayim benavshishwadim. The fact that I hate getting something from anybody else, unless I work for it, that's not a gift. That's my hard work, that's my life, that's my wages. That's not for me. But to get something stam, amatan, he says, sinna, the hatred that a yid has for matanis, where does it come from? It comes from that reveals within him this tchuna, this godly divine quality, that what? That I am a living source of life, of water, of living waters for the rest of the world, for my family, for my friends, for my parents, for my children, for everybody. And I don't want anything for nothing. I only want to give, not to receive. And if I get something, it's not a gift. It's because I worked, and that's what I got. But that's not free. This is the highest point, the highest level of being like Hashem. All the other things follow from that. Racham, Chanan, be nice, take care of those of the sick, take care of the dead, take care of some cow. That's right. All of that is does a seifim katan from the big dinim, the big comparison, the big resemblance that Hashem has brought is Echel Mar Gevi. I don't want to be a member of Mar Gevi. I don't want from anybody for nothing. Because that's so sad. For that I didn't have to be born. I was in Shemayim Hashem Gevi for nothing. I was just receiving gifts. Everything in Shemayim. If I'm in this world is a world of what? Of working hard. You get paid when you're done. Working hard means what? To be Mashpia. Be mashpia to others, to mashpia more Torah, more Kavishamah, more Chesed, more Tavim, more mashpia. To be a fountain, an overflowing well of Hashpah, of being a Makar Mayim Chai. And everybody that you meet, even if you don't have money for the person, see, give them a smile. Give them a Chesed. It's not to be done with money, not everybody has money. Person to person, you give Chesed. To everybody, you give Chesed. Someone meets you, you give Chesed. Everybody chiyus. You walk into the house, the children get chiyus when they see you. When they see you, you have a good word, you laugh, you play with them some balls, and you have chiyus. Give chiyus everything, everywhere is only chiyus. Vashal, Klolius of Siyaz, and Nemar, Adam at Vegan, Chaim, Kulchan here. When it says in the Pazik, Adam at Vegan, you want to leave me attached to God? Adam at those who are attached to God, Chaim, Kulchan here. It doesn't mean that you're breathing, because not all the dogs breathe. Chayim means you're the Makor Chayim. You're a source of living waters of life. You're not old. You're not taken from someplace else. Stam Hemi. You're your own source of life, original and deep and giving. Tfizazu Chayim Hamifrosh and the Divrei Kabbalah and the Gevul Sinas Hamatonis Hem Makayim Hablita Hamichedesh and the Chayim Hamifrosh and the Divrei Tayr and the Gevul Haydavik Mavat and the Blaise of Chlal the Sinas Hamatonis Yechim. Now we understand the deeper meaning of hating gifts. Sayin matanis yichya. It doesn't mean stop. It means it's a way of life. Sayin matanis defines what your life is, who your life is, who you are, what you want from this world. Do you want to take it? Do you want to give? Are you a makor ha'im chai or you stop some cheap imitation that just wants to get by getting gifts from everybody? Everybody doing for you. And your time is how can I pay? So this and I feel that. The whole lifetime. I'm a makor. Everybody, it's a kind of call. There are those who are we're not in a position.
You also want to take. It's a
point. It's a question of growing up, maturity. And the biggest sign of immaturity is immature people are ayeimat. It's the biggest sign of immaturity. Getting something for nothing. That's what we're going through right now. Now generation, with the from people, the kids, it's a very big sign. Giving, for nothing. So there's plenty in the world that need, but that question is going to be answered when they get back on Chazal Torah. Because with the program that we're on, like Chazal Torah, we could always be givers, even if we have to go through. It's just like this. Kanhi Ganu Vav. We're going to learn what Chazal Torah means. Kanhi Ganu, now we have reached. Now we're going to understand what does it mean to be makir toiv, to be grateful and appreciative. What part does that have in our awareness of Hashem? It's not just a nice meaning, a nice little dark heritage that you say thank you. What is it? What is it? This is really what Lucy's asking. We're living in a constant sphere, a contradiction. What they call it, what's that? Ben Hechrush Adam Liyazaki with Kabbalah's Taiva. On the one hand, everybody is from the beginning of their life, is Makabal Taivas. All the time. And even when you get older, there's some things you can't do on your own. You gotta ask a Taiva. You can't do it on your own. So, on the one hand, there's a Hechrush in your life. This is exactly what you asked. On the one hand, there's a hechre. There's no choice. I have to receive. I have to get stuff. The light by elishiyeshnam harbe aifanim shal kabbalah shalom uchli of limsa nav shal bechdei liyosn kam. There are times when a person has to be meisa nefesh, but a person has to be mekabel. Well, then shleimus shalos shalom liyosn makor hamizbarach min hebei. On the other hand, we just learned that the shleimus of a person is to what? Is to be a makor of life, to be constantly giving and flowing to others, not to receive. So we're stuck in this crazy thing. We can't be alive, certainly from the time we were born. Even before we were born, the mother gives them what she does. We can't live unless we get stuff enough, so to speak, unless we get gifts. On the other hand, the Baruch Shalom says, I want you to be like me, and to be like me means hating gifts. To be Makor Chaim. Hachzokah is HaTayva. This is where Hakor is HaTayva, Hachzokah is HaTayva, comes into our lives. Hachzokah is HaTayva, Mekila is HaStira, Zayitz, Begvula, Eshori. The mead of Hakor is HaTayva makes it possible to, on some level, as much as possible, to resolve this contradiction between being a taker and a giver. It resolves the contradiction. How's that? I was talking last night as a chasna, I was at the table, and I saw that there were two, and one was giving such a warm kiss and hug to the other, and I enjoyed watching them. And I said, how do you know? She said, because I know both of them. I didn't know they knew each other. He said, how do you know? I said, so the one of them said, in 1976. His car, he had to get Shabbos to the mountains. His family's in the mountains. His car broke down in Manhattan. We're leaving work or something. And this other year, there was this total stranger. This other year that I know, Dominic Fires, was a total stranger. And he took him to the cannon. He brought him back. He got his things in the house. A total stranger. He said, 1976. And he said last night, he didn't have to pay him back. He had to run to the mountains. The guy would, of course, take it back. He said, years later, this guy that had the car problems, he was very mistaken about Hashem in a certain business. And the other guy needed some help. Right? How he found him, and he looked him up, and he got him a client, a big, big client, through him, and basically put this guy on his feet, much more than being on his feet. And he said, I should have an opportunity. How am I going to be going off for you this year? that threw away his home and our Shabbos for a stranger. That's how they know each other. Hugging is a beautiful thing. Right? Because what does it mean? It means that a person who has this need of Achzotam, of Inaket Tayyib, the MS, he doesn't want anything and nothing. He's waiting every minute. How can I give person, right? How can I pay him back? I hate my thomas. How do I pay him back? Somehow.
So what could a person, there's only one thing that a person can do if he's in that situation where he's a makabel, that he should be transformed from being a makabel to being mashpia, and not to express his sinna from matanis. How does one express his sinna from matanis and his love of life? I'm waiting, you know, it means 10 years. I'm gonna be machzik taiva. I'm never gonna forget that you did me a taiva. Never gonna forget. You saw this by Rabbi Moshe, by all the tzaddikim. If a yid once gave him a ride, once, then the tzaddik would have a cheshbon, even 30, 40 years later, to help out, to do a taiva. Because he lives with the need to be a mashpia of taiva, to be a makor chayim. That's what he says. He says, "Dahainu shach zokas atayiv v'atzipia bilavavo shel makabel ligmal imamashpia chesed tashlam ma'midosa bechazor b'tziyah shel hasayni matonis afilu b'shas hakabola atzma." B'shas hakabola, he can't be makabel. And how do you change yourself from being a pure makabel into by a feeling of what, of being makir tayiv, of being machzik tayiv? I have a cheshbon of tayiv to do for you. And I owe you. To feel a shib, not in a bad way, in a good way. I'm a shib to you. In what way? To do for you, your children, and grandchildren, whatever it is. By the stipler. No, he's the high stipler. He was from Horn Stipler. So he had his mother had a bracha. He had a bracha when he was, first of all, that he should be born. That he was able to be born was the whole thing, and then once he was born, he was very sick, and the mother went to the Rebbe Marcha Dov Harnsteipler, you know, to the son-in-law of the Divrei Chaim, the Rebbe Marcha Dov Harnsteipler, and he gave him a bracha, and he gave him a bracha for learning. Any time, any of the Einiklach, the Tverskis, you know, from the Mishpacha, from the Harnsteipler's Mishpacha, any time, anywhere, any taiva. The stipler did. They can go to the stipler even when he was already very old. And any time there was, they told him that he wasn't seeing anybody. It was late at night. But they told him that it's an enigel from a Marcha Dov Haran stipler. Come in, because that's Hachzakas Tayv. That's what it means to be a Nisei. But the Nimtzenu made him Eifai Ki Lefi Erech Hachiyas Hagnuza B'Sinas Hamatanos Asher B'Lavav Shel Adam. To the lefi erech achiyus, that the life the life that is contained in what, in the sinus hamatanis, that is demonstrated by one's hatred of matanis, asher b'levav shel adam kocha be'erech zeh tigdol achzakas hatoyva ve'yishtabdus l'mashpia. The more lebedik a person, the more alive a person is, the more he has a feeling of being market toiv achzakas hatoyva, when someone does something for him, not to be a receiver, but to be able to give back. Now everything he says is clear. So you might think that besides appreciating everything else that Hashem does, first we also should appreciate that He gave us the Torah. And when we learn Torah, we should remember that's a nice thing, to be market Torah. He says that's not all it is. So we learn that the whole Maimon HaSinai was what? A Nisayon. And every time we learn Torah, we're being tested. Are you machzik Torah? Every time. The Ramban says that's the whole Kabbalah of Torah. Is that we're being tested. What are we being tested? The Ramban says, are you machzik Torah? Every single time you open a Sefer. Every moment of Kabbalah of Torah, are you machzik Torah? This nisayin of being makir tayv is a question of whether or not we're people who are qualified to receive the Torah. Ki heder achzakas hatayv. If this is missing, if achzakas hatayv is missing, if a person is a kafui tayv, if he's not makir tayv. Meaning that you like something for nothing, right? You don't have akar satayv. You like free things. This is not just something that's a little bit missing in you, like something else, a midah, this or that. It's this, your chiyus. You're missing something in the very nature and essence of being, what it means to be alive. You are erasing from the soul this greatest point of resemblance to God Himself, which is what? Which is to be a makar of giving, of life. You just want to take for nothing. When was the beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah? By Avraham Avinu, it says, "V'shamu was derech Hashem." It was the beginning of what of Laman Yitzav is born of his Beis Ha'achrav. The Shomer was derech Hashem. Which means the beginning of man's ability to be like Hashem's Baruch, and that's Avraham Avinu. Kizeu mahalach advar. Matan Torah chaim. This is the whole thing. The giving of the Torah of life, shel Elokim chaim, by a living God, lemekablam bali nishmas chaim, to yidden who have nishamas, that are nishmas chaim, alebedik nishama. Asher nishmas chaim shalhem, moinas eisam elahavsid, es tchunas makor shalhem. That we are so alive, a Jew is so alive, the children of Avraham Avinu are so alive, that at the time that they're receiving the greatest possible gift, they still can't be just makablam. The greatest thing that we receive is Torah. It's the greatest gift, and it's the greatest likelihood that you're going to be just a makablam. What about I have nothing, you gave me the Torah. So what's the test? The test is every single second when you're learning and living a life of Torah. Are you just a Kabbalah? Or do you, or this is the greatest act of Kabbalah, is Kabbalah's a Torah? Or do you what? Are you makir Torah to the one who gave you the Torah? And do you want in your life, with your learning, and your mitzvahs to give back kivyochel to be a mashpia to the Baruch Shalom, which it says in all the Kabbalahs. Not that Hashem needs us, God forbid, in His essence, but that He made it, He gave us that through us the Baruch Shalom's Kedusha, the Baal Shem Tov says Yeshiv Hayidin saying to Him V'ata Kodesh Yeshiv Tilis Yisrael, that Hayid, it says in the Chazal, say Lash in the Gemara, Yisrael mefarnesim laviyim shebashamayim. We give Hashem's Baruch His panasa. How do we give panasa to Hashem's Baruch? By Hakaras HaTov. That's how we mefarnes Hashem. So he says, "Umini azu inazas ayde Hakaras HaTov v'shtabdus l'mashpia." When I feel that I owe Hashem, I am. He gave me Torah. He gave me everything. He gave me my life, and I just want to give back. That's prevents us from what? From being oihev matanas, stam, being on welfare, which is the opposite of being alive. A yid is a nishmas chaim. A nishmas chaim doesn't want something, doesn't want anything for nothing. Not especially the Torah, which is the greatest thing that we ever got, only to give back. Now we can go back to the beginning. If you're not makir tayv for the mitzvah of tefillin, it's talking that nice. It's a nice mitzvah tefillin. You should appreciate it. But what's missing? What's missing is achisar nakaras tayv for the mitzvah of tefillin. Aval ein zanagel legufa duuv the shalat tefillin. It doesn't rip open the tefillin themselves. It doesn't contradict the essence of what tefillin is. It's just you're missing something in how you do it. When it comes to learning Torah and your appreciation, your connection to what? To the Torah, to that gift which is called Torah. If you don't feel constantly, if you don't feel and an unbelievable feeling of Akas Torah, and you're learning and that you have Torah, then it's not, he says, it's at the Guf HaKlita Shal Divrei Torah, then your whole ability to receive Torah is altogether off. It's crooked, it's broken, it's altogether off. Now we can understand the maral. I said before that the maral explains the Gemara that says, why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Because we didn't thank the Baruch Shalom for Torah. We learned, but we didn't appreciate the learning. That's why the bracha didn't mean anything to us. We didn't feel that. The Gemara says it wasn't a secret that the Nevi'im knew and the Chacham knew that what Gilarai Shichdam Avadazar, the big Averis, we're doing all those Averis. So what does it mean the Chubim is because we didn't make the Berachas Torah? Ella she'ini chisam vechzatayra ba levar mepnei ma lahichzir oisam amorshe b'tarosam amutuv. The Gemara wants to know, yeah, we did Avodah Zarah, yeah, Gilar Es, yeah, Shvichzot, but the light of Torah is supposed to make us, is supposed to bring us back to Hashem. How come the light of, but we were learning. So our learning should have done what? Our learning should have brought us back to Hashem and cured us of our craziness with the Gilar Es, Shvichzot. Hamorah should have, Mazil Amutuv, the light of Torah should have brought us back. Should have brought us back from Avodah Zarah and Gilar Es, Shvichzot. How come the Torah didn't work for us? Why didn't it change us? I think Rabbi says a lot to what we're going through Klai Yisrael right now. But there are a lot of people that are learning Torah, but they're not making birchas of Torah. I mean, officially they are, you know. But va'al zeh ba hatshuva shubnei chisan birchas of Torah lahaya kayach b'tarosam lahaya lefneim lachzim lamotav. They didn't appreciate Torah, they didn't thank Hashem for Torah, and therefore the Torah didn't have the strength to give them life and to bring them back. If you're learning Torah without being makir tov, the one who gave you the Torah, that means the Torah is not going to affect you.
This is applicable also to
the Torah is not going to bring you back from Gilai Shulman.
So that, is that also applicable to Barasi Ezra, Barasi Torah, Talmud? That's the same thing. In order for it to,
yeah, that's the Talmud, but in order for it to work.
Yes. So it's not just a magic trick that if you learn a Baal Gemara, it cures you.
No, you see that it's not. You can see that sometimes you see in yeshivas, the people are wondering. Sometimes I have to be in an embarrassing situation where a Baal Tshuva tells me that I have to tell you that when I was with Goyim, I saw, I don't know even say, it's a Kitrig and Kleisel. I said, but since I came to from Shul and since I came into yeshiva, I never saw such bad meters in my entire life. Well, I used to be, they were much nicer. And I have to try to explain, you know, you start to say all kinds of drashas about. I miss the really nice. Never heard of Maimonides Sinai. He's a great guy. Never heard him say a bad word about anybody. It's a hard thing to contend with. So why isn't all this learning that's going on and all the Daf Yomi? I'm sure they've already booked 5 stadiums by now, right? So how come it's not Machzira Aysan Lamutav? Because we're an ungrateful generation, and that's what you're looking at. You're looking at Hazina. Ungrateful. Yoda and Shabbos Chazayin, Yoda Shar Kaneyu, right? Yishai Navi says that Ami Lo Yoda Yisrael Lo Yizbayne. Even a behemoth appreciates the one who gave him to eat. But my people, they don't even look. They don't care. So you could be sitting your whole life in yeshiva and never thought about the Baruch Shalom. So he says, and then the Torah doesn't change you. Torah doesn't necessarily change you. You're still an Ovid as a regular Eish. It doesn't change you. Umin HaNochem Hu Laitzia Kan L'Shastan. Now, very unusual. Look what he does. He gives a practical Eitzah. This is like very few places. I can only remember a few where he does such a thing. At the end he says, I want to give you an Eitzah. Laitzia Kan HaNhog L'Maisi. Ha'bi'ila Ha'bi L'Hachi S'Zagosha V'Morosha V'Dvei Manal. I want to help you with an Eitzah that's going to make this come alive. Tahayim. Shayochid Yikavel L'Atzmai. Try to makabel upon yourself. Shabaimer birchas Torah shachris. That after you say the birchas Torah in the morning, yil may take if tzas by singing shul. I'm by belimud by sayim. Learn for 2 or 3 minutes something a minute of what you're going to be learning during that day. I mean, if you're talking to the guys in yeshiva. In other words, when you make birchas Torah in the morning after you finish the brachas, for 1 minute look into the inyan that you're going to be learning that day. And what do you do about that? He says, "Va'yidez zeh." You're making a connection between thanking Hashem for Torah, but it's not some sort of an ethereal, mystical thing that I thank you for the Torah that you gave the Jewish people. I'm thanking you for the Torah that you gave me today, that you're giving me today, and you learn a little bit of what you're going to be learning that day after Birchas Torah. And it connects what? It connects your feeling of Hakaras HaTayyar for the Torah that you've been given. Lefi Maral, Halo Pelosa Shel Ha'Ma'ar Shel B'Torah Tluyihi. Then now you've made a relationship between what you're learning and the one who did you this amazing, wonderful gift, taiva, that he gave you the Torah, and now you want to be able to at least thank him. Thanking is also a way of giving back. Now how beautiful is the Ramban? Can be soin ba karis taiva. Mahava chelik shlamaimer and nivcha shematan tayra kila ba'avur in the sizes chambor lukim. We understand that the whole maimer hasinai is is a nisayin. Are you machzik toiva? And the whole churban came because we were not machzik toiva for the toiva that we didn't say bechzik toiva tchila. It's a gevaldi yisayin in the whole of Avodas Hashem. What it means to be a yid. This is the last limit for the season because next week I'm going to be in Monsi. My rabbi's making chasen and then. I want to express my curse at Taif. First of all, no seat for the house. Even times when you were had to be away, and Chanitzi and the kids to take care of us and to open up on the table and the snacks and for every gumdrop and candy and peanut and almond and soda and the warmth and hospitality, and you to tell your wife as a shem kulanu that we have a tremendous hakaras at Taif. And we should be Zayich Mitzvah Shem together in Yerushalayim by the same table. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.